Hey, it's Nicola. Scott Morrison is promising to unveil a new look cabinet after securing the federal election win for the coalition. His party's expected to take 75 seats compared to Labor's 65, with several seats still being counted. Re-elected member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, says while he isn't expecting it, he certainly wouldn't say no to becoming a minister. But for now, he's busy out and about today collecting election signage, while re-elected member for Fairfax, Ted O'Brien, has kicked off a thank you road show in Maroochydore this morning. The Forensic Crash Unit's been called in to investigate the circumstances surrounding a fatal crash on the Sunshine Coast overnight. A 28-year-old man, believed to be from Launton, died just after 10:30 when his vehicle left the Bruce Highway just south of the Nambour Bligh-Bligh turnoff and crashed some 20 metres down a ditch. The driver was the sole occupant of the vehicle. In sport, the Sunshine Coast Falcons have gone 10 in a row to remain undefeated this season. Our boys coming away with a 34-10 win over the Blackhawks in Townsville. Coach Eric Smith describing the match as one of the most physical games so far this season. They're against the Jets in Ipswich this weekend. And in netball, the Lightning are also celebrating another win. They took their round 4 clash against the Swifts in New South Wales 59-57.